Koji Minoura is a Japanese paleontologist.
基普幸治是一位来自日本的古生物学者。
After 20 years of analyzing geological data, he warned his government of a devastating tsunami that would hit northeastern region of Japan.
分析地质资料超过20年，基普告诫政府，一场毁灭性的海啸将袭击日本东北部。
This unusual tsunami will occur every 1,000 years to Japan and was overdue in 2011.
每隔1000年就会有这种不寻常的海啸会发生在日本。
As the Fukushima prefecture was powered by nuclear energy, Minoura urged the government to safeguard the facilities.
由于福岛县以核能为主，基普就敦促政府要维护该地区的设施。
He published papers in major scientific journals to convince intellects of the impending catastrophe.
他在主要的科学期刊都发表他的论文，为了说服知识分子和政治家即将发生的灾难。
Sadly, Minoura warning fell on deaf ears.
可悲的是，基普的警告置若罔闻。
On 11 March 2011, an earthquake of magnitude of 9.0 hit northeastern Japan.
于2011年3月11日，九级的大地震临到日本东北部。
The offshore earthquake generated a 10-meter-high tsunami that smashed the nuclear power plant.
离岸地震产生过10米高的海啸，摧毁了核电厂。
The cooling system was damaged.
也损坏了冷却系统。
Without proper cooling, the nuclear core became overheated and 3 of the 6 nuclear reactors began to melt.
没有适当的冷却，核心变得过热，一半的核反应堆开始融化。
Water containing radioactive materials leak into the sea.
含核的水从发电厂漏进海里。
The Fukushima Daiichi nuclear meltdown became the largest nuclear incident since the Chernobyl disaster in 1986.
福岛第一核能电厂的核危机成为了自1986年4月切尔诺贝利灾难中史上最严重的核事故。
4 days after the tsunami, a leading seismologist, Dr. Roger Musant, the head of British Geological Survey, confirmed Minoura's research and thesis.
海啸后的4天，英国地质调查局的负责人地震学家罗杰米松证实了基普的研究和论文。
Minoura became famous. Universities began to follow up his studies.
基普走红，大学开始跟进他的研究。
But that was not what he wanted.
不过这不是基普想要的。
He said, "I regret it." No one paid attention to my warning.
他感叹，我非常懊悔，因为当时没有人注意我的论文。
In the first century AD, Jesus taught about an end-time judgment for the whole world upon his return.
在公元一世纪，耶稣在返回世界时，教导关于末世的判决。当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上。
However, the Greco-Roman world seems to get better and better.
然而，希腊罗马帝国似乎变得越来越发达。
There were international peace, one world government, and one common language.
有了国际和平，统一的政府和一个共同的语言。
The progress and stability of the social-political world during the first century makes Jesus' warning look ridiculous and unbelievable.
第一世纪的进步和政治稳定相对地把耶稣有关末世的审判和警告看起来很荒谬和不可思议。
Many people in Asia Minor mock at the hope of Christ's second coming.
很多在小亚细亚的人都嘲笑基督第二次来临的盼望。
Some teachers denied the end-time judgment while influencing Christians to lead immoral lifestyles.
有一些教师否认了末世的审判，用荒淫的生活习惯来影响基督徒。
Now let us listen to the reading of 2 Peter chapter 2, 1 through 3.
彼得后书第二章1到3节，从前在百姓中有假先知起来，将来在你们中间也必有假师傅。 私自引进陷害人的异端，连买他们的主，他们也不承认，自取速速的灭亡。 将有许多人随从他们邪淫的行为，便叫真道因他们的缘故被毁谤。他们因有贪心，要用捏造的语言在你们身上取利。他们的刑罚自古以来并不迟延，他们的灭亡也必速速来到。
There were false teachers in the Asia Minor churches.
有假教师在小亚细亚的教会中。
Normally, a teacher would teach the word what God has already revealed in the Scripture.
在通常的情况下，教师会教导神的话，神已经透过圣经所要传达的。
Those false teachers were teaching beyond what were recorded in the Scripture.
但那些假教师所教的不被记载在圣经里。
They led people to believe what they thought were God's revelation to them.
他们使人们相信他们所教导的是神对他们的启示。
Their teaching contents contradicted God's saving plan for His people and the world.
然而，这些教义的内容抵触了神为他的子民和世人的救赎计划。
What they taught tantamounts to denying Jesus' divinity.And authority.
他们教导的否定了耶稣的神性和神的权威。
So Peter exposed them as false teachers.
所以彼得指控那些人为假教师。
So why did Peter denounce those teachers as false prophets?
为什么彼得谴责他们为假教师呢？
Because they denied the second coming of Jesus.
因为他们否认了耶稣第二次的降临。
We hear them say in 2 Peter 3, 4, where is this coming he promised?
他们说主要降临的应许在哪里呢？
In relation to Jesus' return, the false teachers also denied the end-time judgment that Christ shall execute.
相对于耶稣的再来，假教师也否认基督将要执行的最终审判。
When Jesus was preaching about the kingdom of God, he also preached about the end-time judgment.
当耶稣传讲上帝的国度时，他也说到末世的审判。当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上，万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别出来，好像牧羊的分别绵羊山羊一般。
The end time judgment is part of the gospel's message.
末世的审判是福音信息的一部分。
The message of judgment is a warning for people to turn to the Creator God so that they can be saved from the judgment to come.
审判的信息是要警告人们转向造物的主，使他们可以从审判前得拯救。
At his return, the Lord Jesus shall separate the peoples into two groups, as a shepherd separates his flock into sheep and goat.
主耶稣再来时会像一个牧羊人把人分隔成一群绵羊和另一群山羊。
People who trust Jesus are likened to sheep that follow the shepherd.
信靠耶稣的被比喻为跟随牧人的绵羊。
Those who reject Jesus are likened to goats that prefer to wander off in their own willful way.
那些拒绝耶稣的被比喻为任性的山羊。
In Peter's time, the false teacher led many people to reject Jesus' teaching about the end-time judgment.
在彼得的氛围，假教师带领很多人拒绝耶稣有关末世审判的教导。
That was not a new phenomenon.
这不是一个新的现象。
When Amos and Jeremiah were preaching, there were also false prophets who led people to reject the warning concerning God's judgment upon Judah and Israel.
在先知阿摩斯和耶利米的时候，也有假先知带领人们拒绝神对以色列和犹大的预言警告。
Generally, people like to select what they like to hear and reject messages that make them feel uneasy.
人通常会喜欢选择自己爱听的信息和拒绝那些使他们感到不安的。
Amaziah, Israel's national prophet, opposed Amos' message of judgment by accusing Amos of treason.
亚玛谢以色列的祭司拒绝阿摩斯的审判信息，并指控他犯了叛国罪。
Hananiah'sOpposed Jeremiah's message of judgment by downplaying the 70 years of exile to 2 years only.
哈拿尼亚反对耶利米的审判信息，他把70年的流亡缩短至2年。
The people's wrong understanding about God's grace led them to be unrepentant about their sinful living.
人们对上帝的恩典和自己与神的身份有着错误的了解，导致他们顽固不化的罪恶生活。
They thought, we are God's people. No matter what we do, God will always bless us.
他们认为我们是上帝的子民，无论我们做什么，上帝会永远的保佑我们的。
Now, in his gospel teaching, the Apostle Peter teaches about the day of the Lord.
在他的福音教导，使徒彼得说到主的日子。
This is what Peter emphasizes.
彼得强调，但主的日子要像贼来到一样。那日天必大有响声废去，有行至的都要被烈火烧化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
The day of the Lord is the time when Christ will execute judgment on people who reject God and rebel against Him.
主的日子是基督向拒绝神的人执行审判的时候。
The false teachers were leading people to scoff and reject the day of the Lord.
假教师引导人们嗤之以鼻，拒绝主的日子。私自引进陷害人的异端，连买他们的主，他们也不承认，自取速速的灭亡。将有许多人随从他们邪淫的行为，便叫真道因他们的缘故被毁谤。
As the false teacher were money-minded opportunists, they would preach what people enjoy hearing.
由于假教师只顾赚钱，他们会鼓吹人们喜欢听的东西。
They taught twisted concept of grace to endorse sins.
他们扭曲了恩典的观念，以便认可罪。
The Apostle Paul described a similar situation at Ephesus in these words.
使徒保罗也描述了在以弗所类似的情况。因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随着自己的情欲增添好些师傅，并且掩耳不听真道。偏向荒谬的言语。
They want teacher to say what their itching ears want to hear.
他们要教师说他们的他们想要听的话。
Now in 2 Peter 2:4-7, we read of three incidents of God's judgment in the past.
在彼得后书第二章四到七节，我们读到了三次神的审判。
Peter cites three examples.To convince the people that God will surely judge the world for its wickedness.
彼得列举了三个例子来说服人，神必审判世界的恶。
First, we see the example of the judgment of the wicked angels.
第一是邪恶天使的审判。
Then we see the judgment of wicked ancient world.
然后是邪恶的古世代的审判。
Third, there is the judgment of the wicked ancient cities.
第三，邪恶的古代城市的审判。
Peter citing these three judgments in past time is to make the point when God says He will judge wickedness, He will surely do it.
彼得引用过去三个毁灭性的审判，目的是要强调，当神说他要审判邪恶，当那一天到来时，他一定会做到。
The first incident Peter cites.Is the judgment of wicked angels.
彼得先说到邪恶天使的审判。
There was a time in creation history where the Creator God punished some angels for their sins.
曾经有一段时间在创造的历史中造物的主因着天使的罪惩罚了他们。
However, the scripture does not reveal to us what sins those angels committed and howThey were punished.
圣经并没有记载他们到底犯了什么罪和他们受到怎么样的处分。
During the intertestament period, many Jewish people became fascinated with angels and demons.
在新旧约之间的时期，有许多犹太人迷上了天使和恶魔。
Those people speculated about the nature of the angels seen in Genesis 6.
那些人猜测天使的罪的本质在创世纪六章。
They interpreted the sons of God in Genesis 6:2 as angels.
他们认为这个神的儿子指的是天使。
Those angels sinned by marrying human women and having children with them.
那些天使娶了人类妇女为妻，和他们有了孩子，所以犯了罪。
Some Jewish literature talk about how angels cohabited with human women.
有些犹太的文学中谈到天使和如何与人类女性同居。
There are a few variations of the stories.
有几个说法。
One version talks about angels taking up human form, copulating with women.
比如天使以人的形式与女人发生关系。
Another version talks about angels possessing evil men, and the spirit possessed men then mated with the women.
天使利用邪恶的人附身在这些男子身上，随后与女性交配。
And another about angels causing women to conceive while they were in trance state, something similar to the way Virgin Mary was made to conceive by the Holy Spirit.
天使导致女性受孕，而他们是在一个恍惚的状态中，类似圣母玛利亚是由圣灵受孕的方式。
First Enoch was the most popular book among the Jewish people because the stories about angels were told in detailed fashion.
以诺前书是犹太人关于天使的故事最普遍的，因为他把天使的故事描述得非常详细。
It is important for us to note that the Jewish community did not regard all those literature as inspired writings of God.
要注意的是，犹太社会他们并没有把所有这些文稿献为上帝所启发的神的话语。
They are not part of the Holy Scriptures.
他们不是圣经的一部分。
So those Jewish interpretations should not be treated as God revealed truth.
所以这些所写的并不可以当作是神的真理。
They probably are just speculations.
他们只是推测。
The first Enoch stories version about the force of angels became a common Jewish folklore.
以诺前书所说到的关于天使的坠落，成为一个普遍犹太民间的传说。
During Peter's milieu, Jewish families were very familiar with the scenes of the angel story.
在彼得的时代，犹太家庭都非常熟悉故事中的天使的原罪。
Just as we Chinese, we are well acquainted with the 孙悟空 story from 吴承思's Journey to the West.
就像我们华人都很熟悉吴承思的西游记孙悟空的故事。
Now Peter's allusion to the scene of angel story is to express that if God did not spare the angelic beings when they committed sins, then he will surely punish the unrighteous human beings at the end time judgment.
彼得说到天使的罪的缘故是为了表达，如果神没有放过犯罪的天使，那么上帝一定会在末世审判惩罚不义的人。
In chapter 2 verse 5 we read the judgment of the wicked ancient world.
在第二章第五节，我们看到邪恶的上古世代的审判。神也没有宽容上古的世代，曾叫洪水临到那不敬虔的时代，却保护了传义道的挪亚一家八口。
Now in verse 6, we read about the judgment of the wicked ancient cities.
第六节，我们看到邪恶的古代城市的审判，又判定索多玛、俄摩拉将二城倾覆，焚烧成灰，作为后世不敬虔人的告诫。
Peter recounted the three devastating judgments in the past to convince people that God will not spare the wicked.
彼得讲述了过去三个毁灭性的审判，为的是要说服人们，让他们明白将会有一个未来的审判。
The wicked are those who reject God and rebel against his moral will in their living.
那些拒绝和反抗上帝的道德意志。
The only people who will be saved are those who are willing to humble themselves and accept the salvation that comes from the Lord.
唯有那些愿意谦卑自己，转向上帝的拯救，才会被救赎。
In the New Testament, the salvation that comes from the Lord is found in Jesus the Christ.
在新约里，只要人接受领受耶稣为救主，他们就得救恩。
50 years ago, When a pastor preached about God's judgment of the world, the congregation would respond with fear towards God. They would examine their lives for areas they needed to repent of.
50年前, 牧师传讲神对世界的审判的时候，会众会对上帝的抱以恐惧的心态及检讨他们生命中需要悔改的罪。
Today, if a pastor were to preach about God's judgment of the world, many people might become angry at God.
如果一个牧师要传讲神对世界的审判，很多人可能会对上帝发怒。
They would call God a bigot.
他们会称上帝为很顽固的。
They feel that God is wrong and has no right to judge the world.
认为上帝是错的，他无权审判世界。
To judge the world shows that God is intolerant and lacking love.
审判世界是让人无法容忍的，因为这显示了上帝缺乏爱。
They feel that God should understand human beings more and draw out their goodness.
神应该更体谅人，引出他们的良善。
To them, there is no such thing as sins.
对他们而言，没有什么是可称为罪。
What we call sins are just misunderstood dysfunctional behaviors that can be corrected.
只是被人误解的不正常的行为，那些都可以被纠正。
Now, if Christians were to think that way, then they are forgetting that they are looking at the Creator God.
如果基督徒也这样认为，那么他们忘记了他们正在面对造物的神。
As the creator of human beings, God knows psychology, sociology, and ethics much better than we do.
作为人类的造物主，上帝当然比我们更了解心理学、社会学和伦理学。
We must remember that the God who judges the world is not only the giver of life, but also the taker of life.
我们得记得，审判世界的神是赐生命的神，也是夺走生命的那位。
So the Creator God has every right to judge the world.
因此，造物的神有权利审判世界。
Let us listen to the way God is proclaimed in Exodus 34, verse 6.
让我们听听上帝是如何在出埃及记34章第6节被宣告：“耶和华在他面前宣告说：耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯、有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留。” 慈爱赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。
Yes, God is a God of grace, love, and compassion.
是的，神是满有恩典、慈爱与怜悯的。But
He does not leave the guilty unpunished.
但他也会惩罚那些有罪的。
Today, many speakers preach about God's grace to a point as if God has completely lost his sense of justice.
现今许多人宣讲神的恩典，就好像上帝已经完全失去了正义感。The
grace of God is like a carpet that we can sweep all our sins under.
神的怜悯就像就有如地毯一样，我们可以把所有的罪扫进去。God
has been portrayed as a heavenly father who only knows how to pamper and spoil his children.
神被描绘成一位只懂得疼惜和溺爱他的孩子的上帝。However,
the scripture teaches us our heavenly father disciplines his children as well as he loves them.
然而圣经告诉我们，我们在天上的父管教他的孩子们以及爱他们。Let
us read Hebrews chapter 12, 5 to 6.
希伯来书12章5到6节。 我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打反所收纳的儿子。You
see, in God's grace, there is also divine discipline.
在神的恩典里也有神的纪律。God
will discipline his children so that they may grow to be Christ-like, not spoiled brat.
他使我们可以成长，更像基督，不是被宠坏的孩子。
Discipline should not be equated with the picture of punishment.
神的教导不应该只是看到他，equated with punishment，不应该就像他怎么惩罚他的孩子一样。
Discipline is using the appropriate means to develop a person's character.
神的恩典是要为了来
develop a person's character.
来让他人的性格能够被培养。
So God judges the world to, so God's grace does not nullify His character of justice and righteousness.
所以神的恩典不废掉他的公正和公义的性格。
God judges the world to vindicate righteousness.
神神来审判神审判世界是为了来维护公义。
The Creator God is not a God who takes pleasure in judging and condemning humankind.
造物主不是一位从审判和谴责人类上感到快乐的神。
He judges because evil is prevalent.
他审判因为邪恶盛行。
People were unrepentant.
人们也不知悔改。
In Luke chapter 17:27, Jesus described the moral situation in Noah's days.Using euphemisms like eating, drinking, and marrying.
路加福音十七章二十七节，耶稣委婉地描述了在挪亚的日子的道德状况为吃喝和结婚。
Euphemism is a nice way of saying something that is not nice to hear.
委婉语是用来指一些不是很好的东西的方式。
Example: When we hear the wife caught her husband going to bed with another woman.
例如妻子发现丈夫与另一个女人上床。
Going to bed is a euphemism for having sexual relation.
上床是通奸的一个委婉的说法。
Now in 1 Peter 4:3, Peter drops the use of euphemism when he denounced the believer's past sins.
在彼得前书四章三节，当他谴责信徒们的罪时，彼得并没有引用委婉语，因为。往日随从外邦人的心意行邪淫、恶欲、醉酒、荒宴、群淫，并可恶拜偶像的事。
Now, in the judgment of Sodom and Gomorrah, God laments that the people's sins were so grievous.
在索多玛和俄摩拉的审判中，上帝说他们的罪是何等的重。
Genesis 19:4 gives us a glimpse of the sinful nature of the people living in Sodom.
创世纪十九章四节让我们看到多玛人的罪性的生活。他们还没有躺下，索多玛城里各处的人，连老带少都来围住那房子，呼叫罗德说：“今日晚上到你这里来的人在哪里呢？把他们带出来，任我们所为。”
Then the city of Sodom did not have Section 377A.
当时那个城市并没有第377条的条例。
God judged to vindicate those who are righteous and those who are treated unjustly in the world.
上帝会审判以维护这些正义的和那些被不公平对待的。
Next, God judges in absolute justice.
上帝的审判是绝对公义的。
Being created in God's image, our sense of right and wrong and justice are derived from God Himself because we are His image.
因为我们按神的形象被造，我们的对与错的概念和正义意识是从神自己得到的，因为我们是他的以他的形象造的。
If we care about justice,We should be aware that the Creator God is more concerned about justice than we do.
如果我们在乎公义，我们应该知道造物主的上帝比我们更关心公义。
God will not make mistakes in His judgment that will allow anyone to accuse Him of being unjust.
上帝不会让他的审判失误，让他的造物指责他不公正。
Next, we see that God will not sweep away the righteous with the wicked in His judgment.
在审判中，上帝也不会剿灭义人与恶人。
Abraham once questioned God, "Will you sweep away the righteous with the wicked?"
亚伯拉罕曾质疑上帝说：“无论善恶，你都要剿灭吗？”
Then God assured Abraham that He would spare Sodom if only 10 righteous men could be found.
然后上帝保证亚伯拉罕，如果能找到十个义人，他将赦免索多玛和俄摩拉。
When God could not find 10 righteous people, he rescued the few who were righteous before destroying the cities.
当上帝每找到十个义人，他先拯救那几个义人，然后毁灭城市。
So Peter assured those who heed the warning that God will rescue the righteous.
彼得向那些听从上帝会来拯救公义的做出保障。
We see this in 2 Peter 2:7 to 9.
彼得后书二章七到九节，只搭救了那常为恶人隐形忧伤的义人罗德。主知道搭救近前的人脱离试探，把不义的人留在刑罚之下，等候审判的日子。
God knows how to rescue the righteous.
神知道要如何搭救近前的人。
Now let us look at some responses to the end time judgment message today.
让我们来看一下当代对末世审判 的一些反应。
First, there are people who believe in doomsday's rumor, but not God's end times judgment.
第一是那些相信末日谣言的人，但不是神的末世审判。
They rather believe in scary stories like the Mayan prophecy or Nostradamus predictions.
他们喜欢那些故事有如玛雅预言和 Nostradamus。
Then there are people who are speculative about the end time judgment.
也有那些对末世审判做推测的。
Whenever some major disaster strikes, some people will begin speculating about the date of Christ's return.
每当一些重大的灾难发生时，一些人就开始猜测是否是耶稣的第二次降临来到。
This type of scare is termed as crisis eschatology.
这些被称为末世危机。
The next slides will show us the number of second coming dates that people speculated in the last 100 years.
在 PowerPoint 上我们可以看到一些第二次降临的日期，人们推测的。
See so many dates, but Christ did not come as speculated. Now the recent end time fever was escalated by American preacher Harold Camper in 2011.
最近畅行的是由美国传道士 Harold Camper 所传播的。
Many people who believe him resigned from their works to wait for Christ's return.
许多人相信他而辞职。
They only ended up disappointed and jobless.
只落得彻底失望和失业。
And thirdly, there are theologians who deny the end time judgment as they had rejected Jesus as God.
第三，神学家拒绝末世的审判，因为他们拒绝了耶稣是神。
In the book Four Views on Salvation in a Pluralistic World, four theologians argue and refute one another's position.
在书本《多元化的世界》对教救恩的四个观念，四个不同的神学家争论和反驳对方的立场。
They discuss if Jesus is the only way to God.
耶稣基督是通往上帝的唯一途径吗？
Is Christianity just one of the many paths, one of the many ways to God?
基督教是众多路中的通往上帝的其中一条路吗？
In view one, Douglas Jivett advocates that salvation is found in Jesus Christ alone.
观点一，两个神学家共同的倡导，拯救只在耶稣基督里。
No one can be saved without an explicit faith in Jesus as Savior and Lord.
除非领受耶稣为救主，没有人能得救赎。
This is the classical view.
这是最普遍的。
In view two, Alistair McGrath reasons that generally salvation is found in Christ alone.
第二个观点，这位学者认为拯救是在基督里。
But the scripture does not say how God will deal with those who never heard the gospel.
但圣经并没有记载上帝会如何处理那些从来没有听过福音的。
So we cannot assert that those who have no chance to hear the gospel are surely lost eternally.
所以我们不能断言那些没有机会去听福音的肯定没有永生。
God is able to save those who never had the chance to hear, to learn the gospel in His.Wisdom and sovereign way.
上帝能够拯救那些从来没有机会听福音的。
So if people were to ask Alistair McGrath, what would happen to my parents? They died as non-believers.
如果有人要问他，我父母将会如何？他们死的时候是非信徒。
What will happen to my grandparents? They did not hear the gospel.
我的祖父母呢？他们没有听过福音。
McGrath's answer would be, God is more concerned than we are about our loved ones.
他的回答是，上帝比我们更关注我们的亲人的救赎。
We do not know what happened to them, but we can hope in God's mercy that He may save them in His sovereign justice and power.
我们虽然不知道会怎样，但我们要对上帝的怜悯有盼望，他可以将他的主权和公义和大能拯救他们。
In view 3, Clark Pinnock believes that salvation, Jesus is the only way to God.
第三个观点，这位学者认为耶稣是通往神的唯一途径。
However, he also believes that some religions contain general revelation about God.
不过他也认为一些宗教包含有关上帝普遍的启示。
General revelation means that people can know that there is a creator God through the creation around us.
普遍启示的意思是指人可以通过被造物知道有一位造物的主。
When we look at the things that are well designed around us, we know there is a designer out there.
就像我们看到四周围的东西，我们就知道一定是有人去造它的。
But general revelation cannot answer questions like, who is this God?
但这些普遍的启示不能回答一些关键的问题，如上帝是谁。
Does God know me from among 7 billion people?
在七十亿人中，他是否知道我是谁？
Why must Jesus die?
耶稣基督为什么得死？
These are the questions general revelation cannot answer.
这些问题普遍启示都不能回答。
We know the answer because we have the specific revelation. God revealed all those answers to us in the Bible.
我们知道答案，因为上帝通过圣经来让我们知道。
So Clark Pinnock believes that general revelation in some religions may lead a person to specific revelation that is found in Jesus Christ.
所以他认为某些宗教包含了一些普遍启示，这些都可能会引导人们向耶稣基督。
But such happening is not always true for all people.
但这种现象并不适用于所有的人。
Now, in the fourth view, John Hick, who represented the last view, argues that Jesus is not the only way to God.
第四个观点，约翰希克他提出最后这个观点是，他认为耶稣不是通往上帝的唯一途径。
All moral religions are able to lead to God.
所有的道德宗教都能够引导我们向神。
Religions like Buddhism, Hinduism, and Islam are able to save.
宗教如佛教、锡克教、新都教和回教都能够拯救人们。
Now, if John Hick were right, then there's no need for mission.
如果这是真的，那么就没有必要有宣教。
The New Testament believers live in a religious pluralistic society.
在新约里的社会里是一个多元很多不同的宗教的一个社会。
Yet they saw the need to preach the gospel.
但他们却知道很必须，他们必须要宣教。
John Hick was asked how he respond to Bible texts such as those that teach salvation in Christ alone.
约翰希克对有人问他如何以圣经经文的教导救赎只在基督里做出回应。
For example, John 14:6, Jesus says, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life."
约翰福音十四章六节，耶稣说他我是道路、真理、生命。
Acts 4:12, there is salvation in no one else.
使徒行传四章十二节，除他以外，别无拯救。
And Philippians 2, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
And Romans 10, everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved.
因为凡求告主名的，就必得救。
And John Hick simply says, Jesus is not God.
约翰希克只是说耶稣不是神。
Jesus never claimed that he is Savior and Lord in the first place.
他从来就没有宣称自己是救主。
It is his disciples and the church make such claim for him.
是他的门徒跟教会所发明的。
And John Hick says the Gospels were not written by eyewitnesses.
还有福音书不是目击者所写的。
So when John Hick rejected Jesus as the God who became man,
当约翰希哥他拒绝耶稣是上帝道成肉身。
He also rejected Jesus' teaching about his return and the end time judgment.
也反驳了耶稣再来的盼望和对末世审判的警告。
Today's people who assume that the church had invented the teaching concerning Jesus' return and the end time judgment, this is what Apostle Peter wrote.
对那些认为教会发明了关于基督的再来和末世的审判，使徒彼得写道，因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动，说出神的话来。
No prophecies was ever produced by the will of man. Next, we see 2 Peter 1:16.
我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼看见过他的威荣。
So,The New Testament teachings are not invented stories by the church.
所以新约里的故事并不是人类的想象力所产生的想法。
Stories about Jesus are told by eyewitnesses.
耶稣关于耶稣的故事都是以目击者来讲述的。
The teaching about Jesus' second coming and the end time judgment.Are not figments of human imagination.
耶稣的第二次降临和末世的审判的教导，并不是人类的想象力所营造出来的。
They are truth revealed by the Holy Spirit.
他们是由圣灵揭晓的真理。
And Apostle Peter was one of the many eyewitnesses.
而使徒彼得就是众多目击者中的之一。
In conclusion, in 2 Peter 2:1 through 9.
最后。
Apostle Peter convinces the Asia Minor Christians that there will be an end time judgment.
使徒彼得让小亚细亚的基督徒知道会有一个末日的审判。
The judgment of the wicked angel, the wicked world, and the wicked ancient cities assure us that God will surely judge wickedness at the end of human history.
邪恶天使的审判，挪亚时代的邪恶世界，邪恶的古代城市，都向我们保证神必在人类历史的最后时期审判罪恶。
Judgment is a part of God's recreation plan.
审判是上帝的再创计划的一部分。
Peter assures the Christian that when the day of the Lord comes,God is able to rescue the God-fearing people.
彼得也对基督徒保证，当主的日子来临的时候，上帝能够拯救那些敬畏上帝与无辜的人。
God is able to rescue the innocents from the judgment.
上帝能够拯救无辜的。
In Acts chapter 2,
在使徒行传第二章
，Peter refers to Joel's prophecy concerning the day of the Lord.
彼得指出约珥关于主的日子的预言。
How then can a person be safe in the day of the Lord?
当主的日子来到，一个人如何得救呢？
Peter answered by citing the prophet Joel.
彼得引用先知约珥回答。
Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
到那时候，凡求告主名的就必得救。
After that, Peter preached that Jesus is the Lord.
之后，彼得宣讲耶稣是主。
In other words, those who call upon the name of Jesus shall be saved.
换句话说，那些谦卑的领受耶稣是基督的就得救。
Those who humbly believe that Jesus is the Christ and the Lord shall be saved from the judgment to come.
那些相信耶稣是救主基督的将会从审判中得救。